In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. In 2014, I signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running. The Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. A half marathon on Saturday, followed by a full marathon the very next day. I started my 29-week training program. And then, I got injured. I may have missed my first try at the Goofy Challenge, but I've got a lot more goals ahead of me to keep me running. So listen along as I go through the ups and downs of chasing the toughest challenges I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. So here are this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Running. Welcome to Matt Goes Running. This is episode 38. I am Matt, and this week was actually a pretty good week overall, considering. Now, considering what, you may ask? Well, that is best explained in the very first recording. So, actually, we'll just get right to the recordings because they pretty much speak for themselves, and then I can add just a little bit more at the wrap-up. So, let's just do it. Let's get right into this week's recordings. This is the first day, or what should be the first day of this week. I think that's not even really correct. This is what I get for cheating and using a 3-day weekend as part of my following week, because now my schedule is so messed up. I should have known when I go and try to cheat myself like that, only bad things would happen. And I've been stuck at work late two nights. I thought last night, okay, one night is fine. How can I possibly be stuck late two nights in a row? Well, here, the second night, which is now Wednesday, stuck even later, and even less likelihood of getting a run in. I can get some exercise at the house. I probably will. I'll do like the 100 push-ups and 100 squats, or not squats, crunches, and the planking I talked about a couple episodes ago. But getting a run in is unlikely, even though my gym is open till, well, it's open 24 hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I think is how that works. So I could go. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll suck it up and go, but probably not. And it's my own fault. And I have that 5K coming up on Saturday. That's just days away, so I don't want to run Thursday and Friday. So I've got to get, if I don't get one in tonight, I've got to get one in tomorrow to at least get my legs loose and ready and get something done. But man, that's what I get. I should not have snuck in that extra day, because now this week is all screwed up and I might only have the 5K. Hopefully more, but we'll see. So whatever happens, if I go tonight or if I go Thursday night, you'll find out after this. This is day two, although I guess technically really planned workout or run day one. I don't know what you want to call it this week. I did, as a side note to yesterday, to the last recording you just heard, I did do 100 push-ups, 100 crunches, and 5 minutes of planking. One minute each interval. So I did do some exercise, albeit not running. So I know these recordings are for the running show, so I guess this is technically the real day one. So I'll accept that. Like I said in the last recording, it's my own fault for cheating the week before. So on my way to the gym, gonna go for a run. It's not raining and it is warm, but it's night. Another late night at work. Later night at work. It's actually, I feel like I've gotten out early compared to the last two nights, but it's still dark. It's just safer to run at the gym, and that's what the membership is for nights like this. So I'll do some cross training while I'm there too, a little bit of weights, not too much because I did a lot of upper body with those push-ups. My arms and the tendons and around on the inside of my elbow are a little tender today, but I'll do a little bit. So that is really it. I will tell you how it went after this. And I am done at the gym. And I'm on my way home via a stop at the Chinese restaurant between here and there. Because when I called home saying I was on my way home, we don't really have much in the house to cook. And my wife didn't feel like cooking. She's had about a good week as I have. And has ordered Chinese. So I was good and just got some shrimp and steamed vegetables. Both steamed, so very bland. But my wife, I can smell it, got sesame chicken. It's driving me nuts. But
I gotta try. I have a goal weight in mind before I'm going to, well, I said it before Halloween Horror Nights, before I really indulge and treat myself. So even though we are ordering out, I tried to make a sensible choice. So hopefully all the work I just did in the gym isn't about to be negated. I don't think so. It usually comes with a sauce that is hard to resist, but I am going to resist it. Maybe some salt, soy sauce. I'm sure we'll have soy sauce packets, so that'll be my indulgence to give it a little taste. But as far as the workout went, I did some light weights because my arms were already sore and I got a good workout last night, but I wanted to kind of warm up with those. So not super light, but I mean not super heavy. So like in between weights, we'll say that. Then I did 3.1 miles on the treadmill because that is a race I have this weekend. And oddly enough, as I was on the treadmill, I realized I may have double booked myself for race morning. I have an eye appointment at 11. The race is at 7:30, but it's about 40 minutes away. So if I go to the race, run it, pretty much run from the finish line to my car, I should be able to get enough time to get home, get a shower, and then drive. Oh, I didn't mention that the eye doctor is about 40 minutes away as well. So I should have enough time to get a shower, jump in the car, and go to my eye appointment and get my new glasses, which I desperately need. The frames I have are falling apart. All the fancy schmancy coating I got talked into on these lenses is cracking, and it's actually causing problems seeing. So I gotta go to that appointment. I can't miss that. I may have to call and say I'm running late, but I'm gonna do that. I don't think I'm gonna skip the race. So anyway, so how did I do on the run? Did I say that? Oh, okay, I did well, actually. Not a super fast time, but well under the mandatory pace of this race as well. As long as I always use Disney as my benchmark, because that is the goals, the long races I'm shooting towards, but for this race as well. And felt good. That was the good part. Felt good. I think the middle section of the running, my knee felt a little wonky, but adjusted. Felt better in a few minutes, so good to go. So I'm actually kind of looking forward to the race, just because I haven't done one since, I don't know, I really don't remember. I honestly don't know when. Maybe November. The Avengers race. No, that can't be right. I had to have done Space Coast, so, which was November as well. So late November, possibly. Maybe in my last official race. So anyway, with any luck, the recording will of some of that race, at least my way there and my way back, will be right after this. It is race day. It's the Rock and Run 5K. I think I described earlier. If not, I'll talk about it in the studio. Everyone's about to line up. I probably won't do much talking during this one because it is a tight path and a lot of people, so don't want to distract myself. I tend to kind of be in my own zone when I'm talking, so I don't want to block anyone. I want to be aware of the runners around me and get out of the way, because that will be quite slow. So I will record the bands as I go by to get you a sense of the music I'm listening to and voting for at the end, and we'll see if our votes match. So I will probably be back. Well, I'll be back with music, but back myself at the end of the race. Okay, race is done. Didn't do too bad, actually. Actually, it's the best 5K race, or time, even with training, I put up since the injury. So, chilling out in the, I don't know what you'll call it, courtyard area? They're giving away beer. A little beer tag on there, I got a card. 6 beers. That's actually a little much, and I'm not talking about alcohol consumption. I'm talking about, there's an example, carbonated beverages right after a race. So, I took 2. That's about all I need. Plus, I need to go to the eye doctor, so I don't need blurred vision. So that's it for this race, and that's it for this week. I'm gonna back to the studio, wrap this up. Been a pretty good week. Enjoyed this race, enjoyed what I got in, despite the fact that I cheated myself a day. So more on that, if at all. Let's just say the wrap up next, actually right now.
Well, there you have it. That was this week's highlights for episode 38. the only real follow-up I can give to the recordings I made was that I did end up voting for the second band you heard. Now, actually, the recording I captured of them wasn't all that great. There wasn't a, I should say, the performance I heard coming up to the point where I could record, I really enjoyed. I didn't dislike the one I recorded, but the I wish I had, I was so far away for a portable recorder, just wouldn't have picked up. I had wished that that song kept going by the time I got there, because I really liked that, and I think, well, maybe, depending on your musical taste, you may have liked it as well, but all three bands were pretty good. Third one was, I caught them in the midst of more or less jamming. I think they're between songs. I actually didn't get to hear them sing, but I'm not sure why I'm going on about that. This podcast is not about local bands, so I'll just stop there. Moving on to week 39, and I should be able to get all my runs in, but it's also the start of Halloween Horror Night, so there's going to be a lot of time on my feet. That's not a bad thing. That's actually a really good thing. Hopefully get some strength back in my knee and the everything going on in my right leg that just doesn't seem to end. So exciting time of the year. Adrenaline will be through the roof. I'll need to run to burn off some of that nervous energy. So looking forward to the next, 5-6 weeks Halloween Horror Nights is going on. So I think just about every week this year, I will be going to at least one night doing something. And I think I will take the recorder along. I did that last year for Matt Goes Goofy when the show was still that title. Now we do have a Catacombs of Halloween Horror Nights podcast, but nothing to say we can't cross over, and I can share that with the loyal now Matt Goes Running listeners. So look for that in the future for sure. I'm going to get something on these recordings. So, well, until then, I will say thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Matt Goes Running is part of the NeoZaz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great series and original entertainment, visit our website at NeoZaz.com. Catch all the latest news for Matt Goes Running and NeoZaz on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NeoZazPodcast and from our Twitter account at NeoZaz. To learn how to help support this show and all the work we do at NeoZaz, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/NeoZaz. Thanks for listening.